בוקר טוב רבו ישי, ערב שבת שלום, פרשת ויתחנן, שבת נחמו. Today is Tu Be'av, which is, everybody knows, the final Mishnah in Masechet Ta'anit. I'm sure you all know this Gemara very well.
Of course.
What day? So you'll be able to give me the five Ta'amim of what makes Tu Be'av such a special day. And tell me the Rishonim behind them. So now... Yeah. That being said, I always say about that, it's important to know. The Gemara tells us in Masechet Shabbat Daf Lamed Aleph that there's a series of six questions that a person's going to be asked when it comes to Shaman. Six questions. Everybody always says it's three, but it's not. Anybody who says it's three never learned the Gemara. The Gemara says six. Anyway, Mikol Makom. So one of the questions, the first question is Masata Benatata Be'emuna. The second question is Kava'at Ha'itim LaTorah. So people think that these questions are just yes and yes or no. If you tell a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, "Kavat ha'itim laTorah." Did you set times for Torah study? Hopefully, Bezat Hashem, the answer is going to be yes. Okay. What do you think the next question is going to be? You think that that's it? You're home free because you said yes. There's a follow up question to that. Yeah. You know what? You know what it is? Goft.
Begum.
Begum.
Like say.
Yeah. Tagiv. Start Torah. Nevi'im. Ketuvim. Shas, Mishnayot, Gemara, Zohar, Sifra, Sifri, Midrashim. Yeah, you learned Tagit. You know what I'm saying? That's part of the test. Yeah, what are you saying?
I have a question
on
that.
Like,
it's just about how much time you're putting into it. You don't cover a lot of ground.
Hashem has different ways of gauging different people. We have no idea about a Kadosh Baruch Hu's heavenly judgment and his expectations of every person. But whatever it is that a person did learn, or whatever time a person did put in, Hashem says, let's see what you have to show for. Not necessarily is it always bekamut, even though there is a mitzvah to master the entire Torah. But put that on the side for a second. Hashem's going to say, you, what did you learn? So now, the Mishnah tells us, yeah, in Masechet Megillah Daf Kavav, and then the Gemara discusses on the Daf, Lamed Amud Bet, Lamed Aleph, לא היו ימים טובים לישראל, אמר רבן שמעון בן גמליאל, לא היו ימים טובים לישראל, כיום הכיפורים, ו-15 באב. There were no greater days for Am Yisrael than Yom Kippur and the 15th of Av. The Gemara says, very פשוט, why Yom Kippur would be such a day of joy, because it's a day that brings מחילה וסליחה וכפרה to Am Yisrael. That's a wonderful thing, especially בזמן שבית המקדש קיים, and the קורבנות, and the סעיר, and all the עבודת יום הכיפורים was done at the בית המקדש, forget it, Am Yisrael had a clean slate. It's a huge thing. But Tu Be'av, it sounds a little bit, maybe it's hard to understand. Wrap your head around Tu Be'av, big deal. Okay, I understand. Maybe it's after Tisha B'Av, whatever. But what about Sukkot, Zman Simchatenu, Pesach, Purim? Doesn't say that. It says Davka Tu Be'av. And the Gemara gives a bunch of different reasons for why Tu Be'av is such an important day. So I want to read to you some of these reasons from the Gemara, along with some Rishonim and Acharonim to understand the depth behind these things. The Gemara tells us, "Ela tu be'av mai, maihi." Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, "Yom shu'utru shvatim lavo ze bazeh," which means we know 2 weeks ago in Parashat Hashavua, Parashat Mas'e, the Torah gave a lav de'oraita, which means benot zelofchad were zoche to be mechadesh two new halachot to Am Yisrael. What were the two halachot? The Gemara says that benot zelofchad taught Am Yisrael. Number one, in Parashat Pinachas, what was that?
There's no sons there.
That when there's no sons, daughters are yorish, daughters inherit. In general, daughters don't, midin Torah, daughters don't inherit anything. If there's boys, if there are sons, then all of the nachala goes to the sons, and the sons then have an obligation to be zan, to give parnasa and feed and sustain their sisters until they get married. That's the chovah, the Gemara talks about it in Masechet Ketubot. But in absence of sons, benot zelofchad toras, v'ish kiyamut uven en lo, v'avarta et nachalato levito, you give the nachala to the daughters in absence of the sons. That's number one. And then they taught Am Yisrael another halacha. They said, one second, remember, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, benot zelofchad get nachala. If you look in the psukim at the end of Parashat Mas'ei, this irked, this bothered B'nai Menashe very much. What was their issue with this? What was the issue of Bnei Menashe?
There's things of Ari Yisha.
Says one second. You told me that they're going to get Nachala. Now they're all single. These five girls were big tzidkaniyot. They were going to go get married. What happens now? They're going to go get married to men from a different shevet. And then what's going to
take it?
The halacha is by Torah law that a man is yoresh. Well, not by Torah law. I should say midrabanan. That a man is yoresh his wife. So now what's going to happen? A Kadosh Baruch Hu gave specific portions of land, parcels of land in Eretz Israel to specific shvatim, and in those shvatim to specific families. How is the land divided? Through Yehoshua, combination of Yehoshua and Elazar. Elazar, a Kohen, stood there with the Urim and Tumim, and he said, okay, this is the parcel of land for the Shevet. Every single family passed. You know how long it took to divide Eretz Israel?
7 years.
7 years. Why did it take so long? Every single family in Am Yisrael had to pass before Yehoshua bin Nun and in Azara Kohen with the Urim and Tumim and say, okay, here's your land. Here's your land. It took 7 years. 7 years to conquer it. It's 7 years to divide it.
So, this seems fair.
Huh?
This seems a fair divide.
Now, what are Bnei Menashe saying? Now, Benot Tzelofchad, who are from Shevet Menashe, Benot Tzelofchad, Ben Chefer, Ben Machir, Ben Menashe. So he says, they're going to go get married to men from other Shevatim. We're going to lose parcels of land from our Shevet. That's not fair. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave a specific amount to which Hakadosh Baruch Hu said, "Ken bnei Yosef do bnei Yosef do bnei." They're saying a good ta'ana. That's right. And beemet, Hakadosh Baruch Hu made a love, made an isur de oraita. That he says, "What? Velo tisov nachala mimate lemate acher." You're not allowed to make land gravitate. The land doesn't move. What does it mean that the land will gravitate from one nachala to another?
The rights,
the ownership of the land from one shevet to the other. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu curtailed that din of Benot Tzelofchad. He says, even though I told you, you are going to inherit your father Tzelofchad, but what? Here's the caveat. What did he tell them? Ach, livnei mishpachat avihen yu lenashim. They have to marry Davka, somebody from Shevet Menashe, so that the land stays in the family. So that was Yisur Torah, which means from that point, another halacha came about, that any time a woman wanted to get married, whether or not she's being yoresh, the halacha is she could always technically be yoresh. Let's say even if a woman has daughters, is there any possibility for her to still be yoresh? Yes. Let's say all of her brothers drop dead. So who's the next of kin to be yoresh the father? That's her. So therefore, the Torah says any woman who's looking to get married can only get married to her own shevet. Huh?
Everything we're talking about right now was what was instituted in Tu B'Av?
No. This was Din Torah that was instituted in the times of Benot Tzelofchad. Came around to Be'av, the generation after the Chachamim made a drasha. The Gemara says, here, on Tu Be'av, the Chachamim abolished this Isur. They allowed on Tu Be'av, they said, no such Isur any longer. Men and women from other Shvatim may begin to intermarry. And they did that on Tu Be'av. So, now here's the... says the Gemara, how can the Chachamim do that? If I just told you that it's an Isur Torah, not Isur, wait. Can the Chachamim take off Isurei Torah? Even Ba'aseh, they can be gozer b'sheva al ta'aseh, on a mitzvah ta'aseh. But to tell you that a Isur de'oraita is mutar, they can't do that. They have no such authority, the Gemara says in Masechet Yevamot, Daf, Tzadigimah. He says, if that's the case, says the Gemara, how did they do that? Says the Gemara, Mai derush, ze haddavar asher tziva Adonai livnot tzelofad. Davar ze lo yenoheg ela bedor ze. Which means they learned that the Torah says about this Isur, Zeh Davar. What is Zeh Davar? This thing only applies Bedor Zeh. In the generation of Benot Tzelofchad, that first generation that entered Eretz Yisrael, that's when the Isur applied. After that generation ceased, after the next generation came, even though, what are you going to say? Hey, wait a second. Why did Chachamim take it off? What happens to the problem of shifting Nachala from one Shevet to another? Not my problem. Isur is off. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only, the Chachamim understood that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gave the Nachala, gave this Isur, in that generation afterwards it becomes Mutar. So the Chachamim abolished this Isur. What day was that? Tu Be'av. Why is that such a great Simcha? Tell me, Svara, okay, big deal. Now Am Yisrael, we're allowed to intermarry among the Shvatim.
Or people get married.
Oh, Yafe. Once you open the doors of marriage, you just made the Shiduch pool 11 times bigger. Nachon? Just think of Misvara. Until now, men and women were limited to members, shiduchim, from their own shevet. Now, as a result of abolishing this isur, the shiduch pool exploded. end of Shidduch crisis, right? That was the first end of Shidduch crisis in Jewish history was then. You better, now think about it, just logically. If Am Yisrael, each person was only allowed to marry somebody from their Shevet, you only have X amount of boys or X amount of girls in your Shevet. So that's going to cause problems. Even after the Gzera, we're going to see that there were Shidduchim problems in Am Yisrael, even after the Gzera was abolished. Kal vachomer that there were Shidduchim problems when the Gzera stood. Mata shoy. Yeah.
There's no other place in the Torah where it says Zeh Davar, and it therefore only applies to that generation. I feel like
there are other places in the Torah where it says Zeh Davar, but the Chachamim didn't learn it as such. This was a, the Chachamim said this was an Isur. The Chachamim understood from the Torah, this is an Isur with an expiration date. This Isur of intermarrying among the Shvatim because of the concern of Nachala switching, Kadosh Baruch Hu put an expiration date on that to begin with, which is the generation of Benot Tzelofchad. Now, that's number one. Says the Gemara, another thing. Yeah, Amar of Yosef, Amar of Nachman, Yom Shu'tar Shevet Binyamin, Lavo Bakal Shneimar, Ve'ish Yisrael, Nishba'a Bamitzvah Le'or, Ish Mimenu Lo Yiten Bito LeBinyamin, Le'isha, Mai Darush Amarav, Mimenu Ve'lo Mibanenu. In the times of the Shofetim, there was a terrible situation that happened in Shevet Binyamin, the story of Pilegesh B'Gim'ah, where they took this Pilegesh and they violated her and they chopped her. It was a terrible, terrible thing. One of the biggest tragedies in Am Yisrael, which caused a tremendous civil war among Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael declared war on Shevet Binyamin and they excommunicated them. They made a shvuah that nobody was allowed to marry them because of the circumstances that happened. After that generation, when things settled down a little bit and everybody, the Shevet Binyamin was chozer b'tshuva, whoever needed to die, died. Whoever was chozer b'tshuva, fine. The Chachamim instituted on Tu B'Av that Shevet Binyamin was allowed to re-enter the fold of Am Yisrael. And once again, guess what? That's another happy Shidduch moment because now everybody's allowed to marry into them and they're allowed to marry into everybody else. Baruch Hashem, that also happened on Tisha B'Av. Second, Tu B'Av. That was the second Shidduch-related simcha to happen on Tu B'Av. There's a reason why I'm setting it up this way. Wait. Now the Gemara goes off on a little tangent. The Gemara says, Rabba bar bar Chana amar Rabbi Yochanan, Yom shekalu bo mete midbar. The Amar Mor, Ad shelo kalu mete midbar, lo haya dibura im Moshe shneimar, vayika asher tamu kol anshem milchama lamut, vayedaber Adonai elai. Yeah, that was in last week's parasha. Elai haya dibur, which means, on this day of Tu Be'av, the Tosfot on the spot brings a very interesting Midrash. The Midrash says that on Tish'a Be'av, of their first year in the Midbar, what happened?
Oh, that's
told them to send meraglim. They went and they came back on Tisha B'Av, and the rest is history. It became a day that was designated for national tragedy. The second year when Am Yisrael, that day was earmarked to Kadosh Baruch Hu, even though he forgave them for Chet HaMeraglim, but he said a gzerah. What was the gzerah that Kadosh Baruch Hu decided after the Chet? Every single person who was above the age of 20 during the Chet HaMeraglim dies. Besides for Yoshua the Kalev, every single man died. 600,000 men above the age of 20 at the time. Hashem says, you trashed Eretz Yisrael. Even though you're Chozer B'Tshuva, you will not come into Eretz Yisrael, only your children. So how did that manifest itself? The Midrash says that the death happened every Tisha B'Av. Every single Jewish male, every single person who was 20 years old at the time of Chet HaMeraglim, they all dug their own graves in the Midbar on the night of Tisha B'Av. Everybody went to sleep in their own grave on the night of Tisha B'Av, every single Tisha B'Av in the Midbar. On the morning of Tisha B'Av, many people woke up, many people did not. Every single year, divide, what's 40 divided by 60, 600,000 divided by 40? It's 15,000. Every single Tisha B'Av, 15,000 Jews died. They did not wake up in the morning, and they just covered them over and they buried them there. This repeated itself for 39 years in the Midbar. The last year they were in the Midbar, the Midrash quoted by Tosfot says, everybody who went to sleep the night before woke up the next day. So they said, one second, something's wrong here. 15,000 people are still, they kept the cheshbon, we're still down 15,000 people that are supposed to die on Tisha B'Av. They said, you know what, must be, we made a mistake on the cheshbon and it's not really Tisha B'Av. So they repeated this thing a few nights in a row, finally, they saw the full moon. The full moon, Tisha B'Av can't have a full moon. A full moon only comes at the 15th of the month, Tu B'Av. They realized that it's no longer Tisha B'Av for sure. It's Tu B'Av. And they realized that the Gzirah is over. What happened to the last 15,000 people? Says the Midrash, on the last year that Am Yisrael was in the Midbar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Am Yisrael a 15,000 person discount. Discount. Yeah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a discount. Hello, we're Am Yisrael. You're going to argue with the discount? Anyway, because you want to pay full price. Anyway, because that was the original plan. That was the original. We don't know what happened to them afterwards. They didn't die like that. Could be they died. You know, maybe they ended up dying, those 15,000. But through that gezerah of dying in their graves on Tisha B'Av, that was already mevutal on Tu B'Av. Now,
why don't we attribute this to Tu B'Av Dafke? It didn't even happen on Tu B'Av.
But the day that they realized that the gezerah was over was on Tu B'Av. Now, as follows. Another very interesting thing the Gemara says is, Ola Amar, Yom Shebitel Hoshea ben Ela Pardesiot Sheoshib Yerobam ben Nevat Al Adrachim Shelo Ya'alu Yisrael Aregel Ve'amar Le'eze Sheirtzu Ya'alu. Which means, there was a day, the first Melech Yisrael, who was a tremendous Gadol and ended up becoming a tremendous Rasha, was Yerobam ben Nevat, Melech Yisrael. He, part of his plan was to dissuade, this was because Malchut Yehuda and Malchut Yisrael split up. Am Yisrael split up into two factions. There was Shevet Yehuda and Shevet Binyamin. They were under the banner of Malchut Yehuda. And there was the rest of the ten Shvatim. They were under the banner of Malchut Yisrael. So now, Yerovam ben Nevat, being the first Melech Yisrael, he wanted to dissuade Am Yisrael from being Olel HaRegel. So what did he do? He made a new law. Being Olel HaRegel during the Shalosh Regalim is Asur. They put up soldiers and they, what did he do instead? He put up, Am Yisrael Midbar made one Egel Zahav. Nachon? Yerovam ben Nevat made two. And the Gemara says exactly what it did. He made Avodah Zarah Mamash. He placed one in Dan, in the middle of Eretz Yisrael, one in Be'er Sheva, which is the south of Eretz Yisrael. And he said, new rule, new law. Instead of going to visit the Beit HaMikdash during the Shalosh Regalim, right, the Beit HaMikdash was not so old. It was only a few years after Shlomo HaMelech had built it. Right, this was, when did Malchut Yehuda and Yisrael split? In the days of Shlomo HaMelech's son, Rechavam. There was one generation after the Beit HaMikdash was built. He said, no more Beit HaMikdash. Now you go serve the Eglei Zahav. Yerovam ben Nevat forcibly caused Am Yisrael to worship Avodah Zarah. It was a huge thing.
It wasn't Avodah Zarah. It was a shliach, though. He said it's a shliach to Hashem, no? Not for Avodah Zarah in its own.
That's called Avodah Zarah. Yeah, to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs a shaliach, right. Yeah, we don't worship anybody but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, even Talmid Chachamim and Gedolim and Nevi'im, we obviously respect them and we take them as our leaders, but we don't worship them. Worship is only meant for Echad Yachid Umyuchad. Zil. That's why anything else is Kfira. That's where there are many men, not many, but there are several instances in history where the lines between respect and leadership and servitude started getting a little bit blurred, and that turned into Kfira and Avodah Zarah and Meshichei Sheker, and that led to tragedy in Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael has to be very careful with the fine line between utmost respect and reverence versus servitude. Avodah. Avodah is only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zil. Lo yotem. Now, what happened was, later on, there was a Melech Yisrael, his name was Hoshea ben Ela. He also wasn't the greatest guy. In general, by the way, Rabotai, Malchei Yisrael, in general, tended to be Rasha'im. Malchei Yehuda, it went back and forth. Some like this, some like that. So, Hoshea ben Ela, he nullified the original edict of Yerovam ben Nevat. And he said, on this day, he says, on Tu B'Av, he said, no more edict. He took away the soldiers that said that you can only go worship the Egel HaZahav. He took away the soldiers and he said, whatever you like, you want to go worship the Egel HaZahav, B'Seder. You want to go to Beit HaMikdash, Gamto. Yeah, so he's like, Chatzir HaShah Kazeh. Yeah, so he says, that happened on Tu B'Av, but at least people got back, Am Yisrael got back their right to go and pay pilgrimage to the Beit HaMikdash on Tu B'Av. There was another thing. Watch this. Says the Gemara, Ve'amar Rav Matana, He asked if Matana is a name. Matana Amuraim. Says, Katu Meforash. That was a Kotek moment. And he says, yeah. Kotek? Yeah. Kotek. And they asked with the on the k, like cake. It's like a K-S-H. Kik. Now, it says like this. Bekitzur, says the Gemara, ve'amar av matana, oto yom shenitanu aruge biter likvura, kiknu bi'avne ha'tov ve'ametiv, ha'tov shlo yisrichu, ve'ametiv shenitanu likvura. Another time, Tu Be'av was the day, we know, that during the times of the Churban Bet HaMikdash, there were several strongholds in Eretz Yisrael, big cities. The Gemara talks about it. Yerushalayim, Tur Malka, Haramelech was another big place, the Gemara says in Gittin, and another one was Biter, commonly mispronounced as Betar. That's wrong. The correct pronunciation, you see from the Geonim and Rishonim that made poems about Korban Bet HaMikdash, they always rhyme the city of Biter with words that have Chirik and Tzere. Not, it never rhymes with Be'er, it always rhymes with Ier, which means obviously they pronounced the name of the city as Biter. So anyway, there's many, many re'ayot to that. Anyway, Bikitzur, when the city was destroyed, that city became famous by the revolution of Shimon Bar Koziva, also more famously known as Bar Kochva. Rabbi Akiva was very instrumental in that revolution, which ended up failing because Rabbi Akiva was very much under the assumption that Bar Kochva was either very close to being or actually was the Mashiach, but he ended up slipping up. After there were millions upon millions of people that were slaughtered in Biter, the Gemara makes the whole cheshbon, millions of people. And to add insult to injury, after the Romans massacred Am Yisrael in Biter, the Roman emperor made a gzira that they're not allowed to be buried. And the Gemara says that there was so much blood over there, the goyim in Eretz Yisrael did not need to fertilize their fields because they had from the blood of Am Yisrael in Biter for 7 years. So, Mikol Makom, they were not allowed, this enactment stayed in effect for 7 years. The emperor said, no burying for 7 years. Eventually, the emperor changed, and there was one that was a little bit more sympathetic to the plight of Am Yisrael. They said, okay, now you can bury your dead. 7 years later.
Why that, they
just in order to be menavel otam, to disgrace them. It's a terrible, even during times of war, every civilized, you know, nation in the world, they give a ceasefire, they give a respite for people to bury their dead. It's nahug. You know what I'm saying? Bekitzer, so it came on to Be'av, the emperor said, Tov, you can bury. At that moment, the Gemara over here, and also the Gemara in Brachot, at that moment, the Chachamim instituted a bracha. Which bracha did they institute? The fourth bracha of Birkat HaMazon. Right? We say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokim Chaolam, La'ad, Ha'ila, Ve'ilman, Kenu, Adirem, Borem, Gunonim, Kedushem, Kedushi, Yaakov, Ruanim, Yisrael, HaMelech, HaTov, Ve'emetiv, Lakol. What's a tov and metiv? Hashem is good and he bestows good on others. Says Imam Hazeh, Hatov shelo yisrichu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good in that he allowed them, not one Jew of all the millions that were massacred, and not one rotted or stunk during those 7 years of tremendousness. Beham metiv, Hashem bestowed good, shenitanu likvura, that he allowed them to be buried. So this also happened on Tu Be'av, reason for celebration. Finally, the Gemara says something very cryptic, which seems all the Mefarshim are perplexed by why this final reason is reason for celebration on Tu Be'av. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol omer, Mechamisha asar Be'av ve'aylach, tashash kocha shel chama, ve'lo ayu kortim etzim lema'aracha, lefi she'enan yevashim. From the 15th of Av and on, that's when the sun begins to, the intensity of the heat of the sun begins to weaken. And as a result, they stopped chopping wood. You know, like, it's funny because what do we do towards the end of the summer? We start stocking up on, you know, Yashan stuff. Why? Because the Chadosh is, so in the Beit HaMikdash Lehavdil, what do they do? Towards the end of the summer, they would stock up on firewood for the Mizbeach for the entire winter. Why? There was a halacha that they had to stop cutting wood onto Be'ah for the Ma'aracha because the heat and intensity of the sun, when does the heat of the summer peak? To Be'ah, summer solstice, longest day of the year. After that, the heat starts going down, days start shortening, nights start lengthening.
So what's the problem with cutting wood?
What is that? What's the big deal? Why is that cause for wow, they stopped cutting wood for the Beit HaMikdash on Tu B'Av. Let's celebrate. Why? Says the Gemara, listen. Amarav Menashia v'karule Yom Tavan Magan. Mikan va'elach demosif yosif. Udela mosif mai yaseh. The Gemara says, from this juncture on, we know there's a Gemara Masechet Deruvin that says, La ivre sihara ela legirsa. The night was created only for learning. In general, during the summer, what makes the summer, you know, what classifies the summer as summer? Very long days, very short nights. Right? That's the way it goes. In general, when the day is very long, a person's busy. There's only a few nights in the summer hours to sleep. Person has to get up again. The summer, unfortunately, for better or for worse, for many people, causes less time to be able to learn. But towards the end of the summer, what happens from Tu B'Av and on, the days begin. Now you can tell. Nitz is becoming later. Shkia is becoming earlier. So the days are getting shorter. And by default, what's happening to the nights? They're getting longer. Once the nights get longer, they stopped cutting wood in Beit HaMikdash. You know what that meant? There's more time for everybody to learn. Even those in Beit HaMikdash, they were busy chopping wood, engaged in Avodat Beit Elul. No. Now we're celebrating because now we have more time to learn because the fall and winter are almost upon us. Says the Gemara, that the celebration of Tu B'Av tells us that from Tu B'Av and on, a person who adds on to his Torah learning at night will be added Shinot Chaim, says the Gemara. And a person who does not, Yasef, will be gathered. It's a day, what are we celebrating on Tu B'Av? Yes, we get to learn more. That's the crux, that's what it is. They celebrated the Beit HaMikdash. It seems like they lost an integral part of the Avodah, and yet there was celebration in Beit HaMikdash because everybody collectively, including the woodchoppers and the Kohanim and the Levim, and everybody was able to learn more as a result. It's a big thing.
In the daytime, they weren't able to learn. They were all working probably, so they were only the night of the time for them to learn.
You don't think there were people who learned during the day back then?
So what's the
You think Kollel is a brand new invention? Mazeh? Most people do. And not only that, the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph Minchot Talmud Torah that a majority of a person's Torah knowledge is acquired, meaning most of the Torah that sticks is Torah that's learned at night.
What's the reason?
Because that's what it was earmarked for. Kadosh Baruch Hu created night for learning.
But they didn't have light before, no?
So you have candles. Candles.
The moon is also pretty bright.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's hard to learn, but you take candles, whatever. That's what it is. What's the point of night? Everybody's sleeping. There's no work. The world is quiet. Perfect time. Open up a sefer. Tilmad. Instead of doing all sorts of other shtuyot that people do, we're going to sleep. A person has to sleep. Not saying a person has to be like the Gaon. The Gaon never, ever slept more than 2 hours, ever, in his life. So not saying that a person's like that, but realize that a person always has to utilize his time wisely. What do you want to ask?
I don't understand the Gemara. You said on Tu B'Av they stopped cutting wood.
Why? Yeah, cutting. Because the intensity of the sun was... Oh, I apologize. I didn't explain it well. Since the intensity of the sun weakened from Tu B'Av and on, the wood wouldn't get dry enough for the Mizbe'av. It was still moist, which means sometimes it would get wormy. Wormy wood, rotten wood, is Pasula Mizbe'av. In order for it to be kasher, it had to be really, really, really dry, which only happened during the, I guess, first part of the summer when the sun was at its full intensity. So that's why they stopped. But as a direct result, they celebrated and said, yes, now we get to learn more. So the Gemara brings down what the Mishnah says, that there was a very, very interesting, and I'm going to explain to you, everybody who learns this Gemara for the first, second, third, 20th time, always, this is a head scratcher. One of the biggest head scratchers in Am Yisrael is what in the world happened on Tu B'Av? Not what happened, but the procedure that happened. The Mishnah says that girls would go, unmarried girls would walk in the field, they would go in the field and wear borrowed white clothing. Remember, what does the Mishnah say, why borrowed?
It's the poor girls.
So you can't so tell that, their financial status.
Yeah, so that nevertheless, each girl touted her own thing. Some girls had beauty, some girls had yichus, some girls had money, right? And some girls had nothing, and they said, yalla, Hashem Shamayim. They had to borrow. Says the Gemara, what would happen if the... What about daughters of Melachim? Daughters of Melachim, says the Gemara, they borrowed from daughters of Kohanim Gdolim. Daughters of Kohanim Gdolim. Everybody borrowed from one another. So, a lot of people, Maran Zichron Bracha included, in his drashot, he says, "Look, what kind of behavior is this? Am Yisrael always touts its, you know, emphasis on kedusha, betaorah, and tzniut, and you know that's how we raise. Is this something?" Bachurei Yisrael and Bachurot Yisrael that grow up like that. All of a sudden, Tu B'Av, it's all over. They go dancing in the field, and the boys watch from a distance and say, okay, I choose you. And I choose, I'll take that on. What is it, potato chips? Ela explained, Maran Zichron Bracha is Drashan Ma'or Yisrael. He quotes the words of Rabbeinu Aharon HaKohen Milonim in the Sefer Orchot Chaim. And he says a very interesting thing. He says, you better believe that this was not the common procedure for most of Benot Israel. Most of Benot Israel went through the regular shidduch process and, you know, they got married as usual. I'll tell you, resumes are a new thing. Yeah, resumes with pictures and without pictures. And I'll tell you, because it is what it is today. I never saw a resume when I was, the resumes didn't exist. Resumes were something that you gave to for job interviews. You don't, today, I don't know how it evolved, how it happened, but it happened. But then it happens with a picture, without a picture. I'll tell you why. Oh, I like that picture. What do you think they're going to put on? Mugshots? It means nothing. It's also not the most tanua. What do you have to put on a, you want to see, what does a picture mean? Picture shtusim, mamash. I say chert? Mamash shtuyot. What are you going to gain from a picture? What do you think you're going to gain from a picture? Garnished. Aval, azov. That's what happened. Most of Am Yisrael, says the Orchot Chaim, they went through the regular shidduch avenues. There were a contingent of Am Yisrael that for whatever reason hit a dead end. Girls were not able to get married. And like you see from the Gemara, it's always been from time immemorial. Shidduchim, in Shidduchim, it's a man's world. Yadua. Kachazim. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Even though it's interesting that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that the man is to be the one to pursue the woman, as the Gemara says in Masechet. Kiddushin, daf, bet amud bet. The Gemara says, peru urvu min u'at ha'aretz v'chivshuha. The Torah calls the mitzvah of peru urvu, the Torah compares it to conquering. Who conquers? Men conquer. So it's a mitzvah for the man to pursue the woman. And yet, we find already from the times of the Chachamim that in terms of Shidduchim, women seem to have been more at the mercy of men than the opposite. That's the way Kadosh Baruch Hu created it. So now he says, these women, says the Orchot Chaim, they were stuck. And you know what's interesting? The Gemara says, what did the princesses do when they needed to? What did the Benot Kohanim Gdolim do? What do you see from here, Rabotai? Says the Orchot Chaim. The Shidduch crisis didn't only affect regular, poor, you know, unknown, unyichused girls. The Shidduch crisis affected all of the echelons of Jewish society. Benot Kohanim Gdolim, Benot Milachim. Everybody was affected by the Shidduch crisis. It's an unbelievable thing. We think history repeats itself. So now, don't know. But it happened. I don't know. Happened. What are you going to do? Happens. Malasot. Everybody daven. That's why I have to start davening from when you're young, not only for your own shidduchim. We have to pray not only for your own shidduchim, for your children, for your future children's shidduchim, and their children's shidduchim. Atzof kol adorot. You see, in the Tfilat Hashlah, you know, the famous Tfilat Hashlah that a lot of people say on Erev Rosh Chodesh Sivan, he meant it to be said all the time. And over there in the Tfilah, a big part of the Tfilah is a person prays for his own shidduch and for his children and for his children. You think shidduchim is a game? You know how much tsa'ar many people undergo as a result of not finding a shidduch? You know what kind of pain it inflicts upon a person? So,
what is the rough thing about Amukah?
Amukah is a place where the Tanakh, Kadosh Yonatan ben Oziel, is buried. Hagaon Rabbi Ben Zion Mutzafi Shlita writes in his sefer that historically, and even through the words of the poskim, Amukah and Yonatan ben Uziel had nothing really to do with shidduchim. They're not really interrelated at all. It's one of those things that just happen. It's a grave. It's a makom kadosh to pray for anything. I'm not sure exactly why or when it became popular to daven there for shidduchim, but it happened. And yodama, it's you know. Okay, so why is that a shidduch thing? Why is that not a parnasa or health or any other thing that you or mashiach? No.
How does this help? One second.
So now, says the Orchot Chaim, I want to finish what I was talking about. He says, the only way to get these girls married, the Chachamim had to step in and make a takana because they saw that these women were getting older and they weren't finding shidduchim. They had to step in and take drastic action so that they don't, shelo yeshvu ad she'albin roshan, so that they don't stay there and stay single and, you know, until their hair gets white, whatever. The Chachamim said, this is the last resort, the last course of action that we can do in order to make sure they find shidduchim. This is what they did. You're right. In general, this wouldn't be necessarily considered the most tsanua thing in Am Yisrael. That's true. But in order to get these girls married once and for all, they did even this thing followed an element of Kedusha. It doesn't say that the women were dancing with the men, Chas v'Shalom. Right, the women were dancing, and from a distance, the men would peek over there and say, okay, this one, that one. Yeah.
But no, the Danish crisis, they started.
For a game? That wasn't a game. You'd be surprised how many shidduchim, again, I'm not saying it's the best way, but many shidduchim are made, even in, it's not the best, but sometimes you have shidduchim made by peeking over the mechitza, this one, that one, which is, again, not the best. Or you can ask, it's better, obviously, to ask a relative or to ask a friend's wife or whatever. Maybe you can tell me somebody. Maybe there's somebody in the women's section that's kedai to make a shidduch. Shidduchim are a very, very important thing, and you should know. The poskim explain that making a shidduch in Ashkenaz it's called reading a shidduch, which means suggesting a shidduch. You should know. One of the great when a person does mitzvat gemilut chasadim, there's many ways that a person can do gemilut chasadim. Bedibur, bekesef, a person can do gemilut chasadim many different ways. Reading a shidduch, suggesting shidduchim, whether or not it's yotzei lapo'al, whether or not the shidduch is finalized, is a kiyum of mitzvat aseh shel gemilut chasadim begufo. A lot of people think that shidduchim are taboo, and it's only something that's left. First of all, they think it's a business, and second of all, they think that it's something to be left only to professional shadchanim, whatever. That's such a big, you know, nonsense. It's so not true. Every single member of Am Yisrael is eligible and should partake in the mitzvah of being mezaveg zivugim. Right? We have to be domet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says, what does a Kadosh Baruch Hu do part of his day? The Gemara says in Baba Batra, mezaveg zivugim, Kadosh Baruch Hu makes shidduchim. So a person has to also participate in this. Try if you know what happens. You know, people have all sorts of weird cheshbonot. No, maybe it's not matim, maybe it's not going to work out. Who asked you if it's going to work out? You're in control about the shidduch working. Sometimes the most logical shidduchim in Am Yisrael don't work out, and sometimes the least logical shidduchim do work out. It has nothing to do with you. First, has to try the mitzvat gemilut chasadim begufo. There's so many initiatives today in Am Yisrael. Baruch Hashem, they have the 10K shidduch initiative. All these things because it is a shidduch crisis. Unfortunately, there's a lot of guys and girls that get older and they have a hard time finding shidduchim. How much of that could be solved by a person just trying? And you know, by the way, how hurtful it is. I've had friends in the past that they can, you know, when a person's fresh on the market, in general, they get more shidduchim. As they get older, the shidduchim starts trickling down, whatever, and it's such a painful feeling. Such a painful feeling. It makes a person feel that he's not, you know, he's not cared about, or nobody's thinking of him. It's a very, it's a lonely feeling. The worst thing to feel in life is lonely. Loneliness is the opening to the Yetzer Hara to get a person to do kol ha'avirot shebat Torah. Loneliness and hurt and whatever. Do you know, even if the shidduch doesn't go through, but at least you tell your friend or whatever it is, you say, you know what, at least I'm thinking of you. At least you're on my mind. I didn't write you off as some, you know, non-existent organism. No, I care about you. It's mitzvah. You see the Chachamim. How many things about Tu B'Av did I just read to you that have to do with shidduchim? נכון? The Shvatim intermarrying, and Shevet Binyamin, and going in the field, Shiduchim, Shiduchim. The Chachamim made a Yom Tov. They made a joyous day, a holiday, out of the Kedusha and Tahora that Shiduchim bring to Am Yisrael, because that's the continuation of Am Yisrael, the legacy of Am Yisrael has to do with Kedusha and Tahora. We don't work like the Goyim do, they just, you know, find each other. Am Yisrael, and as the Shiduchim from time immemorial has been done through Shadchanim and people that, you know, either parents or friends, family members, Lam Shanim. That's Bederech Shel Kedusha. So it's a day to reinforce. You see, the Chachamim made it such a holiday because they wanted to reinforce the importance of going down there and not thinking, no, who am I? They're going to think, they're going to say, what do you lose? You lose money by suggesting a Shiduch to you if you think it's Shaykh. And even the worst thing they can say is, no, thank you. But at least you still were Mekayem Mitzvat Chesed. You showed the person you tried, you showed the person you cared. So it's a very big Zach. Again, now you're still a little bit young, so it's not really so Shaykh. But as you get older, it's a mitzvah to get involved in these things. Again, obviously, B'derech Shel Kedusha V'Tahora, you need to have it with halacha guidance, and you do the right things. Yeah, you can't make, sometimes people make Shiduchim, or sometimes people suggest Shiduchim that mamash don't make any sense, and they're not ra'uy, they're not, you know, they're not appropriate. That's, you have to get guidance from a qualified, you know, Moreh Hora'ah to know what the guidelines are. But everybody should take part in this wonderful mitzvah. Rabotai, that's that. I'm going to say something in the parsha. Yeah, let's stop or end. No, not end.